Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lore boys are here. That's the end of the joke.
Lore boys are here. Who?
No, what are you doing?
What? Sorry, what? Did I fuck this up? Did I fuck this up again? Oh, God damn it. Okay, maybe. Take 22. Let's go.
Knock,
back
knock.
From the top. Yeah. Who's there?
Lore boys.
Lore boys here. Who?
Lore boys are here, a podcast. Welcome to the Lore boys podcast.
Yay.
My name's James. I'm joined here with...
It's Peter.
And Ethan.
Hello.
Ethan, James, and Speeder.
Yep.
Speeder. that was a contracted it's.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
Speeder.
Welcome to Grammar Corner. So today we're following up on the last Hollow Knight episode with the new Hollow Knight episode. This actually has...
Two Hollow Knights? Two Hollow Knight episodes? If anybody was going to do two things about Hollow Knight, I think they were crazy.
So would you say this is kind of like a Hollow Knight 2? Is that somehow relevant?
Well, that's the title of the email of the notes I sent to myself. But okay, it's cool. Just Hollow Knight 2 is Silksong, which is coming out soon. It was supposed to be a DLC. Got way too big, so they're like, let's just make it its own game. 150 enemies, new playable character, many new places to explore.
Hell yeah, exciting. Brother.
I'm stoked as fuck.
It's very exciting, yeah.
Because the new character looks like a hell of a lot more fun to play as. Because as I have mentioned multiple times, I'm not good at Hollow Knight. Yeah. And
I am good, and I love it. I've died once.
I love
this
it.
Playthrough.
Yeah.
My first playthrough, I've died once.
So. Really? Holy fuck. You're true god king of Hollow Knight.
Ethan's very good.
I don't... It clicks with me.
He watched me on stream, so he knows how to do everything.
I mean, exactly. I died once to a jellyfish, and I...
That was it?
I put my controller down.
Yeah.
And then today I woke up and I haven't died today. I beat the... Oh, no, wait, sorry. I've died twice. I did die to the Mantis Lords, but I got to the second stage with, like, the unupgraded sword, basically.
Cool.
It's pretty tough. And, minor update. If you guys go on twitch.tv/theloreboys, this is your first episode, you can ignore that and just skip ahead a bit. But if you like us, you can go and check that out. There's, like... a bunch of videos of me beating bosses and stuff like that.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And if you don't know what the game's like, it's a great way to just kind of check in and see what playthrough looks like.
There's a couple times where I'm trying to distract Jamie at particularly difficult platforming.
So I'm in the chat. He's like, what's your favorite memes? And I was like, right away, I know this guy, Spike Trap, is coming up. You're not getting me.
Did you beat the that weird one that's like the upside down vessel with the spider legs?
For sure did. But I don't want to get too into the specifics of the things that we all know about because we've all played it.
Right.
Let's kind of back up, and even if you haven't played it, you should be able to get a picture of what the Hollow Knight universe is without ruining the games for yourself.
So, as someone who wasn't on the podcast last week
and
wouldn't be caught dead listening to such drivel, could you catch me up?
Yes.
On what we talked about last week.
So the first point of what we talked about last week is we kind of talked about the gameplay. It feels like going down into an ant's mound and just like going deeper and deeper. There's many areas in it. It's just like such a deep, big world. Mm-hmm. Then there's a unique art style that has usually a different primary color or different color that they use in each different place.
Yeah,
you know where
green,
you are.
Green world, purple world, pink world.
Yeah,
gray world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All primary
pink world
colors.
Is the jellyfish.
Yes, it is. I've seen the jellyfish. Yeah. I remember getting there at some point and just being like, I don't think I can physically play this anymore.
Super
but
cute.
I do love it.
Super cute art style. All these characters that are just really pretty and you kind of want to
easy
explore
to draw,
the world more. Yeah,
as well. Like, I've been... Not that it's bad, but I've been doodling it at work, and I find it very easy to draw the Hollow Knight characters.
It's simplistic.
What with them being basically one shape tendrils.
I think that's what makes it really beautiful, too, is that it's just really, like, the face of Hollow Knight is three pencil movements. But it's so iconic. Mm-hmm. You can see it, and you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
And that's really beautiful.
I mean, there's so much to the game, like, setting and ambiance wise, mm-hmm. like just like the soundtrack.
It's like so good.
Like I know a lot of games on Steam include like soundtrack as like a DLC.
Yeah.
And like this is not the type of game that I would ever buy that soundtrack and like listen to it when I'm going to work or going to the gym or whatever. But in this game, it is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I actually tried listening to it while while writing.
Yeah.
And I just had a playlist on, and then there was like this beat going, chung, 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 chung,
chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung,
chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung,
chung,
chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung,
chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung, chung,
Like, what is going on? No,
I love it.
Sweating at your desk, typing
exactly. Yeah, anyways, I'll do a quick recap, I guess, of what we did last week. So we talked about Team Cherry at first. Three guys made this beautiful, beautiful game. They start off with Hungry Night, where there's a lot of. That's where.
Wait, are you saying three seconds. Guys made something beautiful? Well, that's never been done before.
Yeah, that was a joke. You didn't listen, but we made that joke last week.
Okay, sorry. Everyone who's listened to both, I'm sorry.
Like, what have us three done lately kind of thing, yeah. But Team Cherry, they did
fuck all.
They made this game. It came from the idea from a game jam, Hungry Night. The exact, pretty much, sprite was used for both, for, like, the hero.
Yeah.
It looks exactly the same.
The little bug guy.
You can play it online. We don't have to go too deep into that because we did it last week.
It's from the mythical country of Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adelaide.
I think that's how they pronounce it because it's an AU. Yeah. It's AU.
Adelaide, isn't that? Is that West Coast?
I don't know. Australia? Adelaide.
Is that by Perth?
The Dollop always sings that every time they say Adelaide, and it makes me want to sing it every time.
Okay. A better podcast does this thing.
Soul. Okay, so now there's three like energy forces.
Yes.
Or... So there's soul, which is like what you, anytime you hit something or kill something, you get it. You use it for its mana.
You get it in your nail.
Yeah. Yeah. Nail is like your sword of the game.
But you got a mac. You've got a capacity for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can only drink so much human blood.
You have a jar. And if you've died and haven't picked up your souls in souls turns, then you can only pick up less.
Exactly. That. Soul is mana that's deeply tied to life force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Void. Void is the dark force. I think that Ethan hasn't quite gotten there in the game yet.
But you've died and you've killed your shadow, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That is void. Yeah. You are a creature of void.
Makes sense.
And
I've been called that many times, and I hate it every time somebody calls me that.
It's racist.
Yeah, it's very racist.
Void is like one of the only things that can fight the radiance, which is the bad in the game.
It's
according
like the orange, right?
The orange
the
good,
plague.
Right?
Yeah, which we're going to talk a ton about later.
They call it a plague in the game.
Yeah.
They would. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does have a lot of parallels to our Dark Souls episode where it was like fire, which was the light, and then the abyss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that soul and void.
Void
the,
comes.
Our radiance and the void have a lot in common with that. And then, of course, soul is something that you absorb out of things that
you
kill.
So you just said the abyss, right?
Yes.
That is the area where you get void in the game.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay.
So it's very close. Also, they asked developers if there was Dark Souls influences on this game. They said not consciously.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
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 But I think that's fine because I know like...
Yeah, I don't think...
It's like a review meme where like everyone says it's the Dark Souls of...
Yeah,
like there's even a Twitter that's like darksouls.txt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just like retweets stuff. It's
like Dead Cells.
Yeah.
It's in the description. Like it's Souls Light is what they call it.
Yeah.
I don't think the battle between light and dark is a Dark Souls property.
Pretty sure they invented it.
The From Software invent good versus evil.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just to get through the recap.
For a game that really did not emphasize good and evil.
No,
they invented it, though.
No one really has a real stance in Dark Souls. Everyone's just trying real hard not to die.
Yeah, so just to get through the recap, we got the soul, which is life force. We got the void, which is just dark force. They're not opposite by any means. If you're going to pick opposites, radiance and void are the opposites. Yeah. Radiance will be one of the topics we talk about today.
It's your yin and your gang.
Yes, and essence is a currency that you need to collect to basically you use to enter dreams and things like that in the game. So essence is
or
not
escape dreams.
It's kind of tied to radiance in a way, but radiance is like ultra bright essence. Mm. Essence is like small bits of radiance, or that's how they kind of describe it in lore tablets. But first of all, let's talk about the radiance because that's.
I think we should probably...
Is that where we should start?
That's where we should start.
Let's start there, then.
Should we talk about something?
in the in the past, like way before Hollow Nest was like a thing, or it was a thing, but not as we know it today in the game. Hollow Nest being the big mound that all the bugs live in,
the anthill,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't make a mountain out of this anthill or whatever they say.
It's a mountain out of a molehill.
Molehill, but
yeah, but actually, you can
moles
make
are different bugs.
No moles in games. You're thinking of Mario.
No, Banjo-Kazooie, actually.
Were there moles in Banjo-Kazooie?
You start, that, the first character you talk to after you leave your hut is a mole in Banjo-Kazooie. Yeah, exactly.
I never played Banjo-Kazooie.
It's a good game.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good game.
I mean, it's,
I like it.
I was more of a Donkey Kong 64 kind of guy.
Oh, dude, I didn't have the expansion pack that you had to put in your controller for that one.
Yeah, you got that big yellow Rumble pack. Yeah. That was used for save files and Rumble.
Yeah.
Millennials will never know.
Yeah. I mean, we're millennials, but...
Yeah.
Yep. Something that's big and yellow, well, not big and yellow, but big and orange is Radiance, or it's globby and orange, I guess.
It's a good segue.
And you stick it in the back of your N64 controller.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
the
point. Yeah. The Pale King was doing experiments to just like get a little bit of feedback on his controller.
That's it. Yeah. How can we get more RAM for our video game?
We should
game?
Kill thousands of people.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. You brought up the Pale King. The things we're going to hit today is first Radiance, then Worms, which is an ancient creature, then the Pale King, who is like the ruler of Hollow Nest,
yeah.
Then the Infection, which is tied to Radiance, back to the Pale King for a little bit, then we're going to talk about the Dreamers, and then the Hollow Knight, and then Hornet and the End.
Okay.
So there's actually a lot to cover, but I'm so happy to talk about this. I love this game so much.
And you bought it by accident. This is so funny.
I wanted Shovel Knight.
Trying to buy Shovel Knight.
And I bought Hollow Knight by accident, and then I bought Shovel Knight as well, and then I ended up putting like 40 hours into Hollow Knight.
I think Hollow Knight is better. I really like Shovel Knight.
So do I, yeah.
Pete has my copy, but I do think Hollow Knight is better.
Yeah.
I just this morning got the first mention of the Hollow Knight and had that moment where I was like, because you had mentioned before, I did listen to the first little bit of the podcast, and it was like, oh.
When you find it's not you.
The player character is not the Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
And like, I did have the first mention this morning where it was like, the Hollow Knight was this, whatever, and like, locked in an egg or something.
Yeah, Black Egg Temple.
Yeah. And I had that moment where I was like, you had told me, but I was still like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Jamie wasn't lying.
No, I don't think
now I get it.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to take away from anything from the game, because I've been watching many lore videos just trying to like know what's going on, and it added to the game, didn't take away. Yeah. So Radiance, it's a higher being who looks like a giant moth.
Yes.
And we don't see much of them in the game until the very, very end, which is okay. The Radiance created a moth tribe, and this is before the Pale King ever arrived. This is in Hollow Nest.
Okay, so this is prehistory of the Hollow Nest, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Radiance is the god at this point. And it's giant moth and makes, like, a moth tribe. They were just moths in Hollow Nest, basically.
Wait a second. Does it give you superpowers in some in some way? Because the thing that allows you to dash is the moth cloak. Like, were they kind of, like, magic?
No mention of it.
Okay. I
There's the moth tribe. One of them, the one you meet, is the seer. And the seer gives you the dream nail, which helps you enter dreams.
Yeah.
If there's any type of magic, it is dream magic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, the crystal magic is magic too, though. So, like, the crystal dash. Yeah.
The rocket thing?
Only because I only noticed because I played it this morning, but they did mention, like, the crystals have a magic similar to... Like, I think the exact wording was a magic similar to Radiance, but it doesn't make you go crazy.
That's fair.
Or, like, something like that.
Geographically, geographically, the crystals are in the Howling... Not the Howling Cliffs,
Crystal
sorry.
Peak.
Crystal Peak, which is just above Deep Nest, where a lot of the moth statues are. So, geographically, it's very close. Maybe there was some sort of history thing
that's
where
like
they're able
leech.
To extract it, but there's really no mention of it in the game so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we know a few things about Radiance.
Yeah.
We know that they're described as a light similar to Essence, but much brighter, like we said earlier.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Essence is the thing you collect to be able to enter dreams and get different dream powers. And the infection in the game is, it all comes from the Radiance. So at a certain point, Hollow Nest is under, it's being assailed by an infection, which shows up as orange globs all over the place that can make explosions, makes people kind of aggressive and away from the will of the Pale King.
Like, a lot of the enemies, even early on, there are some that are, like, actually bursting and dripping with this orange shit.
That's right.
But they all have, like, a little orange dot in their eyes.
Mm-hmm. So that's how
they're all high.
But yeah, most.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of, like, scuttle bugs or whatever, like the things that just go around a platform that don't do anything. Yeah, anything that has, like, four legs or whatever, like the humanoid bugs kind of all have the orange dots in their eyes.
If you guys, so a really great example to see if something's infected versus not infected is after you complete a certain amount of things. I think if you collect the monarch wings or beat the first dreamer, the crossroads become infected.
Really?
And so all these monsters that weren't infected before, you'll see they're infected before.
Suddenly become infected.
So the world state changes.
That's a really great way to see the difference between infected and not infected.
Interesting.
So I'll also say, like, the mantises in the mantis village, they don't have any sign of the orange thing, and there is a line from... Do you know the name of the character who has a mask, but he wears it kind of on top
Quirrell.
Of his head? Quirrell.
Oh, yeah, him.
So he mentions, like, oh, they're formidable foes, but they maintain their intelligence, and they, like, fight off the infection. Like, they maintain their intelligence despite the infection or whatever.
The mantis leaders that you fought are stationed right next to Deep Nest.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff going on with Radiance in Deep Nest. And the reason why they're there is that... Once you beat the Mantis Lords, you get to go to Deep Nest.
I just got there.
Okay, so
that's the last thing I've done. I got there and I started dicking around, and I was
I didn't come back to them until much later, but they're there to also keep the Radiance at bay, but then once you beat them, they bow to you and realize, okay, no, you're good enough to go.
Yeah. Oh, you don't kill them. They just let you go.
A challenge. So it's such a great moment where you, like, you drop down this, like, long wall. You just got, like wall jumps.
Yeah, the
so
you, like, hook or whatever.
Yeah, so you, like, stick to the wall, and you, like, slowly slide down. And then you just see these three guys in these three, like, massive thrones, like, sitting in the background. And you, like, walk up to them, and there's, like, this little thing that's, like, challenge. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to challenge you. And you try and walk past, and it's, like, it's all open. And then one of them, like, says something, and a door just slams shut in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and oh, I have to challenge.
The music comes on, too. It's harpsichord. Dun, 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 yeah. dun, dun, dun. So fucking epic. Yeah, yeah.
That was a really, really good fight. So, like, I got to them, and I died to them the first time. And then the next time I'm going down to them, somebody, like, Quirrell showed up and was like, hey, you should go to the old city, like the City of Tears first.
To meet the Nailsmith, because he'll give you an upgrade.
Yeah, because he'll upgrade your sword.
Oh, shit.
Because I got to phase two, but it was like, it took so many fucking hits. I was, like, dodging so much.
If you go onto twitch.tv/theloreboys, there's a 16-minute video there, and you can see my four attempts at it, and I beat them on the fourth attempt.
Yeah, you did really well. Truly inspirational.
It's a really good boss.
With a zero, it's a very fun game. With zero viewers, too. That was just for me.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyways, so that, the Radiance, we kind of strode away from it, but the Radiance, it's similar to Essence but brighter. It's an infection that can be seen in the game. It looks like orange goop. In Hungry Night, the mechanic of the game, we said last week, is 10 seconds was the theme of the game jam.
Something.
So you have to eat something
eat
every
time. Right?
You eat orange goop.
Yeah.
And the same, it looks exactly the same in both games.
Cool.
So the infection is what you were eating in the first game.
They've got a very good particular style. There's like, look, I'm committed to bugs pointing upwards with their little horns and goo.
Yeah.
Orange goo specifically. Yeah. And they're just like, all right, dude.
All right. Yeah. All right.
You want to wear some shoes, though?
Yeah, sure. Sure, Rusty. Sure. Yeah. Draw the pictures, picture boy.
So we
every team has one.
And we've all got, every trio's got a picture boy. That they verbally abuse.
I wonder which one Team Cherries is. He's the one who does all the, okay.
Yeah, have you seen pictures of them?
I have, yeah. You can know which one's a coder, I feel like. But
the one that's not wearing
the
shoes.
The one that's hunched over is...
No. He's actually... They're all, like, relatively attractive, to be honest, but...
You'd fuck him? You would fuck Team Cherry? Would you let Team Cherry lay rail on you?
Lay nail, yes.
Lay nail.
We also know from the Dreamnail dialogue from the Radiance, one of the last bosses has a... You can fight Radiance. If you hit it with the Dreamnail, you know that its ancient enemy is the Void.
Okay.
So now it kind of sets up that we know Hollow Knight, or the Knight is Void, and we know Radiance is ancient enemies of the Void.
Yeah.
So
right.
We already have that conflict.
And I know the Radiance is like just a big ass moth.
That's right. Yeah. So on to Radiance is that. We know what it is. It kind of set up the world. There's a bunch of moths worshiping a giant moth.
Okay.
Cool. And they are the light. Radiance is also said
moths
to be
are big on light. All right. It's
true nature. True nature is what they're, like, supposed to be. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
On to worms, spelt W-Y-R-M-S.
Okay.
Just like a dragon in Tolkien.
Yeah.
But actually just worms in the ground.
Worms.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
But, like the kind worms of in this fun fantasy world
like the worms
of insects.
In my fridge, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like kind of in this fun fantasy world of Bug's Life, insects, fantasy. Like, maybe they're like the dragons of this world.
Yeah, they. I can tell you what they are.
Are they big?
Yeah.
I hope you would.
Yeah, they're the ancient beings. They look like actual worms, and you find like that you would find in the ground. But on the scale of Hollownest, they are massive.
Cool.
They're like giant. Like if you encountered what you do encounter the husk of one in game, and it is like whenever you defeat Hornet for the second time, and you have to get the mark of the Pale King to go into the Pale King's kingdom.
Okay.
You go into this giant worm, and you find it at the end, and it's massive. Like if you, even if you do fastest dash, it takes so long to get through.
Is
this
it like
thing.
An entire level? Basically, is just no. the husk of this worm.
No, it's like a big room.
Okay.
Yeah, and So you meet a guy called Bardoon, a caterpillar, at a certain point in
Is
Kingdom.
Is that the guy with the mustache?
No.
No.
He's got a little face, like a little tiny face, and a big body. And you meet him, and you can talk to him at the top of a level. And then if you run all the way down the level, in the background you see his body going down this
huge.
Vertical level.
He's a worm.
And then you see his tail at the bottom. Not a worm, caterpillar.
Okay.
And so you talk to him, and he says, I'm not a worm. I have too many limbs, and I'm too small. But he scales this entire level, and he's giant.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he says, I'm too small to be a worm. So we know worms are giant.
Okay.
Yeah, like huge.
It's basically like the sandworms from Dune.
Yeah.
They're just massive.
World-eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and it's crazy. And these worms also are implied to be gods. You meet this ancient mushroom, basically. I don't know if you've run into him yet, but he's
The Owen Wilson things.
Mr. Mushroom, no.
No.
No, he's a character. He's like an NPC that spawns in random parts at different points in the game.
Cool.
So you can find him in Dirtmouth, the main town, at one point. You can find him in the Fungal Waste at another time.
I
met him once so far.
But apparently
there's multiple times to meet him.
Oh, yeah?
I've only played 12 hours of the game as well.
I wonder if that's a speedrunning category. All Mr. Mouse.
Yeah. But he's kind of implied to be around since before the worms. Like, he just doesn't die.
Okay.
He's a mushroom. He's not a bug. So he's, like, just been around forever. Like, a spore, I guess. And he says that worms pull bugs into their thrall. And the way that he says it, it kind of seems that the way that bugs are created is in the like paths that worms leave behind kind of thing.
Okay.
So they're kind of carved out the paths in the Hollownest, sort of like they created the world.
Yeah.
Like,
so created the world. Yes. And I think even created life.
Yeah. Worms
bugs.
Sounds like gods.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, right. They like they seeded life and created the world. And
they're specifically called gods, but by a worm themselves. So I don't know if that counts.
Yeah. We're gods.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're totally gods, dude.
Yeah.
No big deal.
They might as well be, honestly.
I eat dirt and shit bugs, my dude. I am a god.
On top of this, though, on just being giant, they have the gift of foresight. They can see shortly into the future.
How far?
Well, that's debatable, but
20 seconds.
Yeah. Far enough. It's,
they can get to a bathroom, like, no matter
what. Yeah, that's it. I mean, but like a house fly only lives for 2 weeks, right?
Right.
How far do they have to see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really.
I have foreseen my own death.
It's a question of scale for sure, because these are all bugs, right?
Yeah.
I've foreseen my own death. I was on a window, and then just I drop off.
Yeah.
And someone sweeps me up 2 weeks later.
Maybe they're just smarter than bugs, so the gift of foresight is just being able to figure something out
before
them.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Literally being able to conceptualize the concept of future.
Yeah, read a bounce when a projectile's coming at you.
Yeah.
He can read the future. He dodged that.
Yeah.
No, he just figured it out.
Yeah.
Because as near as we can tell, insects only process sight as still images.
Yep.
Really?
So, like, every single... Like, they see... Like we do, we see, like, 60 frames per second, let's say.
Yeah.
Where an insect would just process each individual frame. And assess threat in each individual frame. As, like, your hand is swatting towards them.
Yeah.
They're just processing each image, still image,
like
of
60
hand.
Still images.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't see like an
it's not a swinging hand that they worry about. It's an object that is too close just now.
Exactly. Yeah.
They just get like the flip book, and at some point they stop at a page, and they're just like, okay.
With no reference of the past flip book.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're an Alzheimer's patient with a flip book.
Great. Yeah.
I was wondering why
we gave that to him, and it was just like he's happy now.
Yeah.
I was wondering why Granny started to love honey so much in her late years. So Bardoon, the big caterpillar dude, he also tells us that the worms have died out by the time we join the game as the knight.
Okay.
He says...
Like a lot of good fantasy where the gods have, are dead.
Are yeah. dead. Yeah. Well, good it's fantasy? Don't you mean like Anthem?
Ugh. It's quote-unquote died.
Anthem?
Anthem?
Yeah. Quote-unquote undied had died because one of them didn't technically die. They either died and were reborn or transformed. And one of these worms is the Pale King.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he go into like a chrysalis and they built a civilization around it?
That doesn't sound like a worm. That sounds like a caterpillar.
It sounds like he's got new legs.
We could say there's no real theory on how he went from worm to into
the
Pale King.
What's the big difference between a worm and a caterpillar?
He's just like a...
He's not a caterpillar. Pale King isn't a caterpillar, by the way. I
he's
don't know if
he's a worm. He's a worm, like, coiled up, and he gets around by, like, springing himself like, in a cartoon. Spring?
So we can... We know where his body is. His worm body is in Kingdom's Edge, and to get the mark that lets you go into the kingdom, you have to go through the Pale King's dead worm body to get this mark.
Oh, cool.
So it's like his brain got like a new host or something?
Well, it's like, depending on what NPC you talk to, you'll get a different answer.
Different, yeah.
It's okay, like, oh. Yeah.
There's the Dark Souls influence.
Some sort of legendary, some sort of like in legend only metamorphosis occurred. It's like, well, he's...
There's two theories.
Yeah.
Two theories.
Yeah.
Died and was reborn as the Pale King.
I would love to be my own before and after picture for like a fitness thing. Yeah. I was like before kilometer long worm.
Yeah, that's it. I lost 99% of my body mass in just 2 weeks by dying.
It's just like a clickbait ad where it's just like, I lost 2 trillion pounds. Ask me how I did it.
Yeah. Yep. And so you guys are right. So you do know what the Pale King looks like because I didn't tell you yet, but he is small. He's the second theory, first is that he died and was reborn. The second one is that he morphed himself to be in the shape of the bugs that he now ruled.
Does he?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird question. Weird theory. Don't know if you have an answer. Don't know if this is going to be Loreboy's canon. TM.
Hit us.
Did he, as a worm, create the vessels and the first one was his like host body that he transferred into and that's why he's trying so hard to make more vessels?
Absolutely not.
Oh, fuck.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
Never mind.
Ask and answer.
There you go.
Well, we're going to talk about the vessels. We haven't really given too much background on the vessels yet, but we're getting there soon.
Void things.
Yeah. Right now, we're talking about the Pale King, and this is where I just hit the bullet point of Pale King. So, one worm cast off his husk, like we said. Some NPCs think he died. Some think he would just... took the form of the bugs that he was to rule, kind of like our god who's made people in his form, except he
in his
did
image.
The opposite.
In his image. God made the man in his form.
And after his transformation, the Pale King expanded the minds of several species of bugs. So all these bugs were kind of like alone and walking around and didn't have any real thought. They were processing image by image in this crazy flip book where they have no...
They were just bugs.
Yeah, they have no perception of the past or the future, right?
Yeah, okay.
All of a sudden, he gives them sentience. Or what I think Loreboy's candid is just hive mind, is that he's just like, you're the worker ant, you're the...
So is the player character, the PC in Hollow Knight, is... Are they subject to hive mind, or are they independently minded?
They're definitely independent.
Definitely,
they're void.
They're void, and we're gonna get to them really, really soon.
Okay, I'm super interested.
Yeah.
In why you say hive mind?
That's a theory that I have. It's that I say hive mind because these bugs had no order. There was no civilization. All of a sudden, the Pale King comes in, super powerful beast, grants them in the game. It says like sentience or the ability to think.
It's kind
and
of,
I think the ability to think is just an extension of the Pale King.
It's kind of like that. Like it's like kind of like if God created the creatures of the earth and then people in his own image, but in this instance he created all the bugs and then gave certain bugs the ability to think.
That's right.
Right, which would be the
That's what I think.
There are still some enemies that are clearly just animals. Mm-hmm. And then some of them are there's beast bugs and there's man bugs.
Well,
because
there's a lot of...
I don't know what you mean by that.
There's a lot of NPCs.
Well, there's wildlife.
Yeah. So is Zote the Mighty, like...
Zote is not from this place. Zote came from another kingdom. A lot of these Quirrell came from another kingdom. There's an official comic that was released by Team Cherry. Cool. Quirrell is not from here. He came from outside.
He's from a different anthill.
These guys aren't... But the NPCs you talk to aren't high mind. So, the Elder Bug... he Hive Mind?
Could
or
be.
He or she Hive Mind?
He could be. I don't know. Well, the Pale King, actually, the Pale King is for sure dead by that point, so probably not.
Okay.
By the time you join, the Pale King has...
So the Hive Mind is done died. By the time the game takes place.
Yes.
Okay.
Because everyone's fighting. Yeah.
That's why that allows the Radiance to kind of take hold and...
The Hollow... So you as
what
the
made
knight-
what made Hollow Nest so successful was this Hive Mind.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
you're coming after this, the civilization has collapsed, and the whole thing that sparks your character entering the game and starting, it was that the infection had started to spread... And that things were falling into disarray. You're not there for the golden years. You're not there for the golden years.
No, yeah.
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 Cool.
Yeah. So
you're a fixer. You're just sent in to just be like, okay, well.
Yeah, so the Pale King, he in a lore tablet in the White Palace, you can see that he gave them sentience so that they would devote themselves to him, which kind of
that's
blends into Hive Mind for me.
I guess.
And
these animals can't worship me. I better let them. I might as well give them some free will that I can take away.
Yeah.
What you mean? This guy who considers himself a god.
Yeah.
Was a bit egotistical.
That's our reference for Worms being a god too. Is that the Pale King refers to himself as a god, but also that Mr. Mushroom guy who's been around forever also calls them like life is created in their thrall. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not him.
Nope.
Not Mr. Mushroom.
Nope.
He was around before.
Spores, I guess, are a different thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Play Spore to find out.
Yeah, exactly. Spore Lore Boys.
Yeah. How about Spore on launch?
Me too. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I never finished it.
So in return for granting them sentience and pledging themselves to him, he promised them that the Kingdom of Hollow Nest would last eternally.
So and it did. Great. Great story.
So far we know.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah.
He became worshipped. Keep in mind, the Radiance is still, like, has their underground moth tribe here, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. And Pale King comes in, and he starts being worshipped by everyone. Everyone, like, Pale King looks like, kind of like a skull, but with, like, a crown that is just part of the bone.
Cool.
Yeah, he's, like, really spiky-headed, like... Long Bart Simpson white face.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
I was gonna say, if you guys want to donate to our Patreon, I'll get that surgery and turn my skull into a crown.
Yeah. Peter, Lore Boys premium this week.
Yeah.
Peter will turn himself into Bart Simpson.
Yeah. You try to get that passed by insurance at work. Like, oh, I'm just getting my crowns filled in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my company pays for 80% of dentist work. I think that's pretty good.
That's it. Dental work is just all your head, right? All the bones in your head are covered by dental.
Totes. So yeah, now he's doing this. Now he's starting to gain a lot of what do you call it when people like you and follow
clout.
You? Clout. He's getting a lot of clout. Yeah.
Notoriety as well.
Notoriety. Yeah. He's getting a lot of followers too.
I was gonna say Instagram likes.
Street cred. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Street cred's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the OG. He's the original gangster. Is the Pale King.
Respect for the legitimacy of his rule.
Yep.
We could say.
There's also that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they a lot of people started to follow him, including the
notorious
moths.
BUG.
Because
he's a gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he started to get a lot of followers, including the moths. So everybody started to forget about the Radiance a little bit, actually.
Is it jealous?
It's not jealous. It's just, like, not anything. It's just a god at this point. And then people are starting to follow the Pale King more and more.
It's the new god. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's trendy god.
You guys are worshipping moths. It's cool. Everybody does it. And then Protestantism rolls around, and you're like,
the
hey,
Pale King nails up his...
Get in, nerd. We're going to the new world. Like
and, Martin Luther nails up his thing. He's just like, Pale King's where it's at.
Yeah, exactly.
Pale King lets us get divorces.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, without diving too much into religion, we're
literally talking about gods, so... I think I'm justified.
An apolitical podcast with no belief structure.
That's it. Like, you're not going to offend too many people by saying the moth god wasn't as popular anymore, but...
Except those moth freaks, honestly.
Okay, Catholics, If you're still upset about something that happened in the 16th or 15th century, like, I can't be held accountable for that. No, you got to move on.
Neither can the Radiance. For
You got to forgive Martin Luther at this point.
We don't want to offend anyone. We want people to stay together. And bugs who are together accomplish more than those who are not together. Which
ants
is why
can drag away a pigeon. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I think that...
There's some cool wasps out there.
Okay, guys. We've got a long way to go.
Sorry.
I can't get a sentence out. So these bugs were able to accomplish a lot. And I think it's because of the hive mind of the Pale King. They built the stagways, the tramways. They enabled travel from side to side to the place. It's staggering. Oh gosh.
Hey. Your face there just like
I started to say it and then I realized what it was.
What a web you weave.
Yeah. Hey. There is one spider boss, actually.
Oh, yeah? Really?
It looks in the form of a vessel, so it looks like yourself.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and you go down this, like, spiraling path, and then there's, like, a guy who looks like you, and he's just standing there, kind of like old Samus things where there's, like, infected Samus, the suit got infected, and you see it below you, and then by the time you get there, it's gone, and you're like, okay. Oh, what the fuck? And then you go down, and it's like you're seeing it piece by piece.
Just like chasing it?
Yeah. And then you get to it, and then it transforms into this giant spider and tries to kill the fuck out of you. And you see there's like all these like other things that it captured in the past where it lured it down this den.
Feeds on vessels.
And other bigger things. But anyways, so the Moth tribes that worship the Radiance started to worship the Pale King after he expanded their minds. Hive mind, maybe.
They're tiny bug minds.
Yeah. And the Radiance began to be forgotten more and more, and this leads to the beginning of the infection.
Okay.
So the infection.
This is the goo.
The plague.
The plague. Yes. The Radiance tried to be remembered after being...
I think brochures would have been better. Or just, like, send out your missionaries in the bathroom, honestly. It's just
start printing Bibles.
Yeah.
Right?
Honestly. Free Bible in every hotel. Yep. You've got the Mormon dudes in the subway system telling you about that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Radiance is just like, what if I put evil slime into people?
Yeah. They got statues.
You're, like, listening to your headphones. You still have your sunglasses on in the metro.
Yeah.
And you're, like, walking past a guy. He's just like, some slime, sir? You're like, no.
Yeah. So the reason the infection happened is that the Radiance, this giant moth that lives in dreams, wanted to be remembered, but no one would remember it.
What an odd sentence.
Yep.
This giant moth that lives in dreams.
Wanted to be remembered.
You sound paranoid.
Don't you hate it when you wake up from like a really cool dream and you can't remember what just happened?
I don't remember. Yeah. Like,
that moth's whole life.
I have no recollection of any moths in the majority of my dreams, so I'm a bad Radiance.
Every night, those fucking moths.
Like every night I'm trying to sleep and the Olsen twins are trying to make me watch Parent Trap or something.
Okay.
And like, I don't know what they're doing what anymore. They're the things that used to be big that are forgotten now, I think.
So the Olsen twins put orange goo in everybody, is what you're saying. It's made us all go crazy.
So this caused the infection. Like, the moth wanting to be remembered caused the infection. So bugs were starting to remember the Radiance, but
that's
only...
pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just out of nowhere, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree, dude.
Great
I'm
opinion, so Peter.
That's a fucking cool idea.
I'm glad you cut me off.
Yeah, let me stop you right there.
I like
pretty, what you're saying? Pretty cool.
Neat.
So bugs were starting to remember the Radiance, but only in their dreams. And if they start to resist the dreams, that's when they would become infected.
Okay, wait.
So it's like if you're playing piano and you're doing really good, but then you start to think about what you're doing with your hands, and then you can't do it anymore. Like, the Radiance just thrives on impurities of thought.
The moth has been just making people bad trip, basically.
Yeah, exactly. it's a bad trip.
So, not really.
Sorry, I keep trying to tie it back because I'm playing the game right now.
Sure.
I keep trying to tie it back to, like, people that you meet. So you meet the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You were streaming it when you first get the double jump, and you go rescue the girl who's down, and she has, like, the orange cloud above her head.
Sure.
So is she, like...
I don't remember this part, to be honest. She ends up joining in the town.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a merchant who has, like, orange in his eyes and a little cloud over him as well, the little fly dude.
He is the nail master above all the other nail masters. You meet three nail masters that are nail arts, and that little tiny fly is the king of, like, all nail arts. He can fight the fuck out of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, there's not a lot on her. She's like, all you know, she goes up, and her main role later is Zote the Mighty. After you follow his quest line, he has a bunch of dialect, and she's the person who just talks to her. Like, okay. Or he talks at her. She doesn't have a big role in anything.
Not her specifically, but like she goes down and she's infected, let's say.
Sure.
And you just go and talk to her. Mm-hmm. So you just like walk her out of her bad trip?
It's kind of actually don't know much about that, to be honest. I don't know. I think she's a really minor character.
Not her specifically, but when you go down and you rescue someone.
I don't know how you got her out of the Radiance, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But I can tell you how to beat Radiance, and it's purity of thought.
Quit masturbating.
Okay,
you got him.
So that makes sense. It's like you go down and you lend her some purity of thought.
The bug that you meet down in whenever you have to rescue her and she has the Radiance above her head, it's probably you're just clearing her mind because like the Radiance latches on to anything that is impurities of thought. So it could be her doubt. It could be anything like that.
She specifically says like, I didn't think anybody would come rescue someone as unimportant as me.
The little fruit fly guy has Radiance in his eyes and above his head. And you talk to him, and the first time you talk to him, he's just like, "Oh, excuse me, like what? How you doing?" He's one of the shop owners.
He was down there, and then I think you rescue him from that though. I don't recall him in his shop having Radiance in his eyes.
First time you speak to him, he just like realize he gets out of his cloud or whatever.
Yeah. They're probably like on the precipice of being infected, but aren't quite there yet.
If he had masturbated one more time, we would have lost him.
So, like, once infected...
Hairy palms, orange goo, oh, it's the worst.
So, theory, Loreboy's canon.
Okay.
When a bug is infected, I don't think it's, like, a plague. I think it's under the hive mind of the Radiance, or a granted free thought from the Pale King with a touch of aggression. Because Radiance had its own thing going on, right?
Before it's like its own hive mind.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that that's conflicting with the Pale King's vision of what Holiness should
be. It's got a lot of like religious overtones to it where like the fact that the Radiance comes in through impure thoughts is kind of the same thing as original sin. You just have to like be clean and you have to be like clean and good because
the knight listened to the worm and ate the team cherry or something.
The cherry of knowledge off the tree. But it's got a lot in common with like religious stories where it's like self-consciousness or like negative thoughts that allow the Radiance in or to at least develop, meaning we all kind of have Radiance in us. It's all the we're all born sinners sort of thing. We're all born Radiance.
Yeah, like the Radiance will approach you in your dreams, but it's only if you resist or fight it that it will infect you.
Jesus is the Son of God. Yeah. Loreboy's canon.
Yeah. So Jesus was a bug.
Loreboy's canon.
So back to the Pale King. We now kind of now know what the Radiance is, that it's kind of infecting these people through impurities of thought. Yeah. And since it's been pushed away, is coming back into the world, but through the form of dreams. Okay. And when people think bad, they get infected.
People are having bad dreams. I think I should implement thought crime. That'll fix it.
Minority Report?
The Pale King, the next part is, he did have to formulate a plan to deal with this Radiance problem.
Okay.
So he didn't know what to do. The first thing he did, we talked about last week, is he turned to soul, which is the mana that you have that you get from every time you hit an enemy, you get a little bit of it, kill an enemy.
That was like his thing. God mana. Whereas like the moss god mana was Radiance.
No. Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. The soul is just an energy. It's like, it's tied to life, but it could be compared to like gas versus nuclear or something like that. It's not something that is his. It's just something that he's using.
Okay.
And this is the first thing he tries to use. This is the Pale King. This is not the Hollow Knight, right?
Yeah.
This is not the Knight.
I know nothing about the Hollow Knight.
Okay. No. Okay. So the Pale King, he first turns to soul and he says, yes, this is a life force. This is something I probably have. But I'm more inclined to think the Pale King has to do with void than soul.
Okay.
But I don't think this is confirmed.
Speculation.
I think his fascination with draining soul out of living things and like the entire mechanic of being able to do that would probably support the fact that the Pale King is much more in tune with void.
Yeah.
Because he's got so much extra room for soul, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You guys are about to get a lot of context on him too. And he didn't know what to do.
His name is Jeff.
He didn't know what to do. So at first, we talked about this last week. He turned to Soul. We went to the Soul Sanctum. There's this guy called the Soul Master.
Yeah.
And he ends up getting infected by Radiance and
he
going
crazy.
He was
their Nazi doctor.
But his first thing was, okay, if we kill 5 bugs and we put the soul into this, what happens kind of thing.
Yeah.
And these were just doing weird, killing a bunch of things, experiments to try and create enough of a life force to combat the Radiance.
Okay. And every Nazi doctors, I
yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, I intend to do an experiment. Mm-hmm. If we fill this jar with blood, what happens? Well, everyone died, and now we have a jar of blood.
I will give you $1 million to conduct this experiment.
So he was backed by the Pill King for a while, but the thing that it kept coming back to, we mentioned this last week, but this is a good refresher, is that every time that the experiment failed, the Soul Master's thing wasn't enough bodies. So, you know what? 100,000 wasn't enough. Let's do $1 million this
That's
time.
That's it. I'll give you $2 million to conduct this experiment.
What do you think?
Twice the blood, please.
Just like gave him a blank check.
Yeah
exactly. It's just like, or just like a blank checkbook. And he's like, I don't know. Just fill them out as you go. Yeah. Let me know when I need to order more, when you get the warning sheet.
Yeah. Eventually, the Soul Master got decommissioned by the Pale King. He's like, stop doing that. Not working. And Soul Mash is like, no, I'm too close. I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Ends up getting infected by the Radiance in his dreams. Makes him think he can live forever, ever, if he can kill enough things.
Okay.
So all right. He becomes
That's
a really
totally
bad
rational.
Yeah. He's above the City of Tears. You'll fight him eventually. He's a big dingus.
Hell yeah.
He's a big dingus.
I've been like I got right to the Soul Sanctum today. And like I'm just like I'm like ricocheting all around, like everywhere I go, I'm just like exploring it as much as I can then moving on to the next thing when I see fit. So like I started going up the Soul Sanctum and I was like, wait, let's go grab this bench. Got distracted by another shiny. Now I'm in Deep Nest. I don't know what the progression in that game is supposed to look like.
It's not. That's the beautiful thing.
It's a Metroidvania. You just go where you can.
Exactly. So I know where the Soul Sanctum is. I'm planning on going there sometime soon.
No, it's good. It's a good spot.
Vacation in the Soul Sanctum.
I beat his dream form recently.
Oh yeah,
That's the second fight, right?
Yeah.
Where you punch a soul out of his body and then you go and kill his soul in heaven or in his dreams.
In order
or some
to of the last boss spoiler is the Hollow Knight, and once you beat the Hollow Knight, you have to go into his dreams if you want to fight the Radiance.
To fight the Radiance, okay.
Yeah. But that'll make a lot of sense soon. So the Pale King, soul didn't work. He turned to the void. He says, "Let's try the void. You know, this is another energy. Essence is really much more in the Radiance's sphere. So let's try the void. The
running
natural
precious
energy.
Low on running low on oil. Let's try something else. Solar? Nah, fuck that.
Start jamming bodies into the furnace, would you?
Yep.
Let's get this place hot.
So this is where it gets a little kind of fucked up, to be honest. So there's the Pale King, he's the king.
Yeah, the death count experiments weren't fucked up.
Yeah,
here's where we take a turn. Here's where we take a left turn.
Yeah, well, like killing lots of bugs die every day, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I've killed bugs before.
Yeah.
By accident, on purpose.
On purpose,
Fun. Like, it rains and millions of bugs die. Now the Pale King turns to the void, and his strategy is him and his wife, the first lady.
The first lady of the Hollowness.
They
Floatus like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Whoa.
No.
So this is kind of weird. The plan is, it's a little abstract too, but down in the void, the abyss, there's a lot of void energy. So they start breeding and combining void energy with their children. There's something called the midwife, which is like a void creature that you do meet in the game that helped with this process.
Cool.
And each child was meant to be a vessel who had no impurities of thought, was just filled with void, like didn't think, just acted. And this was to combat the Radiance, and eventually the plan was to almost quarantine the Radiance, for one of these vessels to take the Radiance within themselves, hold it there, and since they have no impurities of thought, they can just keep it within them and save the rest.
Yeah,
and
they don't get they don't bad trip basically.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right, because they're just void.
They're too mellow.
Yeah, they're too fucking chill.
This wasn't an instant solution. A lot of trial and error. if you ever go down to the abyss,
a lot of feeding drugs to babies is what you're saying.
Say, what's up with the Pale King and just like sacrifice and his body count science? Yeah. No. And just like, well, killing people didn't do it. What if we killed
more?
And hear me out, my babies.
Yeah,
it's actually crazy. If you go down to the abyss, there is the background is mountains and mountains of bodies of vessels.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
And they look exactly like you, the player character, because you are a vessel.
Yeah.
You are born of the Pale King and the White Lady.
That's why everyone says you're of the Void.
Of the Void.
Yeah, Hornet calls you a vessel
creature
as well.
Creature of
exactly,
the Void, yeah.
Exactly. And so you are one of these failed vessels that didn't make the cut.
You gotta kill your
you're
dad.
You're not the Hollow Knight, you're a knight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. Like, you're playing as something that never should have succeeded, but you're doing really well. Like, you beat all these bosses and you're
just... Fuck yeah, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
feels good.
Fuck yeah, I'm not.
So, Pale King made a lot of failed babies, but man fuck a lot, though, right?
Gotta
man,
fuck, yeah.
Man do fuck.
Pale King likes him. Some fuck.
Yeah. There might... If you had thoughts, maybe you would have daddy issues, but you don't, because you were cast out by your father as not being good enough.
Yeah,
but,
thank you. And, like, it's a bug, so his mom probably laid, like, 1,500 eggs at the same time.
Yeah.
In an afternoon.
You do meet her as well, actually.
Oh, really?
You meet your mom?
The white
lady? You meet your mommy?
Meet your mom and your dad, but your dad's dead.
Well,
dang. Yeah.
Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the guy who okayed all the terrible experiments that killed a bunch of people and then started sacrificing his own children in the name of science?
And then infused me with some sort of negative energy at the moment of my birth.
Some negative energy, a.k.a. daddy issues.
If you strike his corpse with your dream nail... It says ellipses at any cost ellipses. So
really? That's funny.
I've just started hitting everyone with my dream nail.
Yeah.
As soon as I got it, I was like, you're getting hit with my dream nail.
I'm reading your thoughts. Yeah.
It's kind of implied that, well, at least from his perspective, the Radiance would have been worse. So, he sacrificed his own life, even. Like, it wasn't everybody else's lives. Also his own.
In the end, yeah.
Yeah. To make sure the Radiance never took hold.
For real daddy issues, you, like, strike the Pale King with your dream nail. You just see a picture of the White Lady naked.
She's still alive, at least. But, yeah.
Nobody wants to see their mom naked.
Yeah, so... You, the vessel, like I said, was meant to quarantine the Radiance, and to be sure that the Radiance would actually stay within them forever, there's a secondary measure to put them in whichever the successful Hollow Knight would be, put in the Black Egg Temple and seal it with the three Dreamers.
Right. Okay.
So now I'm catching up.
This is game stuff.
Yeah.
So the three Dreamers. This is actually kind of derivative from Hungry Knight, because to resurrect your friend, you had to kill the three things with masks, bring the three masks to the area, and then you would win. Cool. This one, there's three masks on the Black Egg Temple, and you have to find all three of the Dreamers and kill them within their sleep to unlock the temple to get into where the Hollow Knight is locked, where the Radiance is within the Hollow Knight.
Okay,
now I understand.
Okay.
It's like a Russian nesting doll. It's like the babushka thing that you like open it up and there's like a tinier one.
They put a bomb in a box, and just to make sure the box wasn't gonna blow up if the bomb blew up, they put another box around.
Yeah, and then they buried that box.
Exactly.
And then they hid that box inside people's dreams.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
It's kinda like the Pale King made the Hollow Knight to combat the Radiance.
That's right. Or quarantine it within himself.
Okay, yeah. So they basically made like the ultimate host for the Radiance without knowing it. Right? Because like the Radiance, like even after all these years, after Hallowness has descended into ruin, the Radiance is coming back now. Like when you're playing the game, people are talking like it's coming back now. You know, like
the old plague
is back.
Yeah.
That's right. And there's a reason for that, though. It's because the Hollow Knight that they chose wasn't as great as they thought it was.
Oh, they should have chosen the player character.
He was just the tall one from what
They should have chosen the player character, the real Hollow Knight.
So before we get to the Hollow Knight, I just want to touch quickly on the Dreamers since we hit that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
They all have names.
We got Six Eyes. We got Egg Face. We got... The other one.
That's the masks on the door.
Yeah, you're not far off, dude. Yeah. So Six Eyes is the... So they are represented on the map by different mask faces.
Yeah. I just unlocked their locations on the map.
Perfect. So one of them is the Beast. It's like a spider type Dreamer.
Okay. That's the vessel, that the transforming vessel, right?
No.
That's not the one that
I don't know what
talking
that is.
About earlier.
I don't know what that is. The transforming vessel.
Well, he was talking about the one that was luring you down.
The one that lures you down, the beast is...
No, different one.
Okay, absolutely not. No, that was a vessel.
Absolutely not.
No. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
There's multiple spider-like enemies in this game.
This, a dreamer... Except these dreamers are like three really big bugs from before times.
Okay.
That was entrusted by the Pale King. Because they're all really good at what they did. The beast is like a spider type... then there's the Watcher that's above City of Dreams that is really good at just looking over everything, making things everything is fine. And then the Teacher, who's in the east side, I forget which area, but is really smart. So we got Beast, good at fighting. We got Teacher, really good at smarting. And and we got the Watcher, who's really good at just knowing what, like, I guess, knowing what's going on
you
around
them.
You
got your Warrior, your Rogue, and your Mage, basically.
Yeah, okay, something cool. Something like that. These guys are... all asked to become seals for the Black Egg Temple. To do this, they're asked to go to sleep forever.
Yeah.
Because
dream in the radiance.
Exactly. Their dream is, I guess, maybe like forming like a wall around that they can't get out since, or they're holding them within their dreams alongside the Hollow Nest. But all we know is that they have to enter their dream form to prevent the radiance from coming out.
Can I speculate wildly?
Yes.
So Hollow Knight was made to contain the radiance.
And they faked the moon landing.
When they realized it was failing,
yeah.
Then they instituted the dreamers and said, we need more people to contain this infection.
Yep.
So they got these three people, and now it's spreading beyond that.
Okay.
Even.
Okay, so they're like backup servers for dreams, basically.
Yeah, they're failing backup
servers. It seems like it, yeah. And the Crossroads does become infected before you even... like open the Black Egg Temple, so
yeah.
The radiance was able to seep out even through the Hollow Knight, even through the Dreamers, but not in full force.
No, yeah, that's it. It's
it
like,
seems like free will is kind of getting the better of everyone eventually.
Yeah,
they have like bad thoughts, so the radiance can't.
Now everyone is realizing that the moon landing was a fake.
Exactly.
So to get to the final boss, you have to find the three Dreamers, which usually are gated with a boss right before them.
That sucks.
And you have to. They're always just sleeping, and then you kill them, like, helplessly in their dreams. Kind of thing. Like, they don't fight back. You kill, like, the Teacher, the Beast, and Quirrell. He was in an official comic, and he's the guy that we mentioned earlier, right?
Yeah.
The guy with his mask up?
Yep.
He has the mask of Momoa, which is the mask of the Teacher.
Yeah.
And he was summoned back into the world with the mask of the Teacher Dreamer, probably because Radiance is going crazy, and he actually helps you fight the boss that helps you
That's rad.
Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah.
That's definitely something I noticed. Like, he's got the same mask as him, but I don't know if that's a thing.
He was originally stopped by Hornet on the way into the nest.
Yeah.
And this is in the comic. And Hornet eventually sees the mask and says, just lets him by. Like,
oh
no, you're summoned here for a reason. Like, I love protecting Hollow Nest, but you're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Come in.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like she does with you.
Yeah.
In the game.
And she does. Yeah. Once you beat her, once you show that you're good enough.
I very, very much want to get
Silk Song.
Good at this.
Okay, good at this.
Yeah. It's so fucking cool. This shit's crazy.
Yeah.
I am truly, like, just
I love the way
enamored
it feels.
Yeah. With the way this story is progressing.
You hate the way it feels? I love the way it feels.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
it feels so organic to me.
He told me about the badge that fixes my only problem.
Even then, even wearing the badge or not, I'm still having fun too, though,
No, but, like, I need that badge. There's something about the knockback that melts my mind.
Yeah, clearly.
Because I'm just an idiot.
So, out of all those vessels, those failed vessels that... Pale King just fucking his wife and getting the void
fucking
midwife.
Making babies, infecting them with smallpox.
Yep. One of them was deemed good enough.
Yeah.
One of them was deemed good enough. This
is tall,
the Hollow Knight.
He's a big boy.
The Hollow Knight.
6'1". Let's actually pretend we're impressed.
He may not have always been that big, by the way. There's cutscenes from the past that allude to him not quite being as big as he is. He looks just like you almost.
Okay.
So it might be the radiance that made him big and scary
in his in his sleep, kind of twisted his form.
Yeah. You guys are speaking to knowing what he looks like. The Hollow Knight, if you haven't seen him, looks
like... I don't
know
what he looks like.
Okay.
I do.
Again, I haven't seen any mention of him in the game or anything. Peter mentioned that he was tall.
He's very big. Yeah. And he's all chained up when you find him in the Black Egg Temple.
Ooh.
He's probably like 7 or 8 times your height.
Okay.
And he's really, really big. But he definitely looks like you. He's kind of more lean and narrow. It's like he lost all his baby fat and like started going to the gym or something.
He hit puberty.
Yeah. So he's sealed away there.
Patchy beard.
Yeah.
he's sealed away and he's like, he's taking on the radiance within him.
Yeah.
And we find out that he's unable to hold the Radiance because he has impurity of thought. And if you go through the Path of Pain, which is the craziest fucking Saw level where you have to get through all this stupid...
Like Super Meat Boy?
Super Meat Boy levels of platforming, and it'll set you back. And I played a little bit and went fucking crazy. But
and you seem happy about it. It seems like you liked it, honestly.
I do like it, but I think about it now and it's bothering me. But yeah. Because I watched a video and I'm like, I made some progress. I'm not even halfway.
Oh, it's fuck.
Yeah.
It's practice.
Anyways, at the end of this, you get a tiny cutscene with what is assumed to be the actual Hollow Knight that is sealed in the Black Egg Temple and the Pale King. And they're sitting together looking over like a cliff, basically. And people have taken from this that the Pale King spent too much time with the Hollow Knight, and because of their connection or some sort of impurity of thought that was transcended from... He wasn't hollow.
Not completely.
He loved his daddy.
Mm, yeah. Dang. Daddy issues.
Daddy issues,
dude. Daddy issues the game. My God.
Yep. Yeah, so good luck getting through to that cutscene, but if you can get to it, you fucking earn the 5 seconds they fucking give you after 20 yeah. fucking hours of smashing your head.
I do it. I love platforming.
Yeah.
And I love the platforming in that game.
No, it's very good.
I did beat Super Meat Boy, so.
Oh, really?
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, no, I played it in arcade. I never got through it.
So good luck getting through that nutty section, but if you do, you can kind of get a little bit of what the Hollow Knight is. And the Hollow Knight now, actually, if you fight the Hollow Knight, there's multiple endings. I haven't fought the Hollow Knight yet. This is the boss at the end. I won't go into it because there's multiple endings. Just go have fun with yourself. What I think is going to happen is that you...
Go have fun with yourself. That's impurity of thought, right?
Yeah.
That's how the Radiance gets in.
What I think is what's going to happen, because you've proved yourself as the knight, the player character the whole way, that you're going to beat the Hollow Knight, you're going to enter his dreams, you're going to beat the Radiance, and then you're going to take the Radiance within yourself, and they're going to lock up the Black Temple behind you.
Yeah.
And you're just going to sacrifice yourself forever for the better of Hollow Knight.
It's kind of your purpose, and if you don't have impurity of thought, you can't really follow any other process, right?
Before we jump into Hornet, wild speculation.
Yes.
Does Silksong take place before, during, or after the original Hollow Knight?
So I wish I did my research on this, but I'm pretty sure it's before. I think it's the origin story, and I'm pretty sure this is known, so don't take what I say.
Okay.
I think people know this
already.
It's
like been teased, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a full, like, they've shown the menus, they've shown a trailer of the thing, they've shown a bunch of enemies.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure the community has an idea on this, but I really think it's the origin.
I would think so as well. All I've seen is the trailer. I would think so, that it's just the origin story of the Hornet, because Hollow Knight has a distinct atmosphere of being the last, you know, however long it takes you to beat the game, the last 20 hours of existence, basically. Yeah. It's got a very mellow apocalyptic feel.
Yeah,
like feels like that. It's
entropy.
Feels like you're cruising through the end times.
Yeah. Well, Hornet, we have reason to believe, is one of the oldest characters in the game as well.
Really,
which makes you think that if there's so much past, like, why not delve into it?
Yeah,
kind of thing. So for those who don't know, she's the bug waifu. She protects many of the areas of Hollow Knight. She's like a taller, more feminine version of yourself that, instead of using a nail as a sword, she has a needle as like a projectile that she can pull back with thread.
Yeah, she's a sewing needle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and she tries and stops you from delving too deep more than once in the game. And then once you prove yourself capable,
once you beat the shit out of her, she's just all right.
If you hit her with a dream,
I guess I'll let you pass.
And if you hit her with a dream nail, I think at one point, from my own experiences, she says something like, "Oh, the void, maybe the void really took root in this one," or something like that. So she starts to more and more believe in your cause.
Okay,
yeah,
because at first she's completely opposed to you doing anything. That's why she tries to kill you multiple times.
And like I said already, Quirrell tried to come into the nest, and she was like, get the fuck out, but then realized, one of the dreamers is calling you. Come on in.
Okay.
Yeah. So she seems to serve Hollow Nest in one
and
way
that,
or another.
I like the dreamer calling Quirrell, because that supports your hive mind theory.
Right?
It's just like, one bug powerful enough can influence other bugs, unknown to them.
Yep.
Where he's just like, he made this mask to look exactly like the teacher, and was just like, he didn't know why, but he's just like, I gotta make my mask like this. Like an ant doesn't know why they need to drag a grasshopper.
Other
carcass,
lore that's super foggy and I don't know a lot about, but there's the mask maker in the game.
Ooh.
And she speaks of bugs do not have personalities until they put the mask, then they find their way. So masks might be a way to access the hive mind from a distance as well.
Okay. They themselves are vessels for the the hive mind.
If you desolate dive in front of the mask maker, her mask comes off, and then you strike her with a dream nail, and then she says, well, maybe this is just another mask within my mask. So it's hard to say if the masks are metaphorical.
Now we're talking about Persona 5.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all remember.
Check out our Persona 5 episode.
To learn about Carl Jung.
To some extent.
So there's like a whole thing about, is masks a way to enter the hive mind? Is a mask a way to find your personality? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of characters who wear masks. Quirrell eventually gets rid of his, too.
He's got a little bug face underneath.
But, so, is Hornet a vessel like the Knight? What do you guys think?
I'm gonna say no.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right?
She doesn't look like him.
There we go. We beat Hollow Knight.
She's born of an agreement.
What?
Okay.
She was born on a business deal. In order for one of the dreamers to protect...
That sounds like a sea shanty.
born on a business deal.
In order for the Beast, the Dreamer, to accept the deal for all of them to seal the Black Egg Temple, she says, Pale Knight, you gotta fuck me. Or Pale King, sorry. So the Pale King and the Hunter Dreamer, like the most aggressive of the Dreamers. The Beast had sex, and the Beast gave birth to the Hornet.
Is the Beast the one who gives you the journal?
No.
No?
That is a different giant spider. Okay. That's just a giant spider who's really interested in killing stuff.
Oh, that's the hunter.
The hunter.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Just when you had first mentioned the Beast, I had thought of her, and then you just called the Beast the hunter.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, is this the same person?
Sorry, thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. They're different. You'll only ever encounter the Dreamers in a sleeping form until you kill them.
That makes sense. But they're both six eyes, so that's fucked me up a little bit.
So Spider Bay made the Pale King banger.
Okay.
Spider Bay?
Spider Woman.
Yeah.
Fucked the Pale King.
Yeah. To save Hollow Nest, and she was born of that.
Yeah.
And almost as if she was a manifest of the intention to have her born, she also just tries to save Hollow Nest, in her real form as well. Her business agreement to for the sex was also just her life contract.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I mean, it feels like with the Pale King and his wife's attempts at children.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot with insects, it's like offspring has a purpose and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. There's no warmth in this world.
Yeah.
And it's just the Pale King has kids to try and save Hollow Nest or whatever.
It's,
so that part
how,
of
animals
him
breed in general, where we were talking about it, where ducks eat their young. Yeah, axolotls eat their young.
It's how evolution works. Right?
Insects they survive by making a thousand of them, not by being smart.
You only need the purpose of having any kind of contact is just to fuck and have kids and then die
to propagate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They just need to make sure that they continue to exist.
So Hornet's born of a god and a demigod at this point, or basically a demigod.
Okay. So that makes her 75% god,
pretty much.
Okay,
she's more god. Well, I guess you're pretty much 100% god. Well, no, you're 75% god, 25% void as the Knight, I guess.
Would you be negative percent god?
I don't even know how to call it, but the Hornet is probably capable of a fuck of a lot of things in Silk Song. Being born of a god and a demigod, she's gonna be pretty good in the next game, I think.
Root -1% god.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's a marketing major. I think he got it.
That's an imaginary number.
but sir, I got so many imaginary sales.
That's the best marketing team.
Exactly. So side note, this is Lore Boys canon. You find the Pale King dead. You don't know why he died, but he said at any cost. I think he just died during coitus with the Beast spider.
Yeah.
She just fucked him so good then ate him.
Yeah.
Chewed his head off.
She's like a praying man, just ate his head.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got eight clear bruises that look like limbs were holding him and his head's been shown off.
He had like 8 strap bruises.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Team Cherry didn't intend it that way, but that's how I want to remember it.
That's how he wants to be remembered.
Yeah.
like somebody found the Pale King and cut him down out of his closet because he was choking himself and they were just like, oh, we don't know what happened.
He dies on his throne too, which is kind of like, I guess,
fuck
symbolism.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. He's getting himself a lumpkin and then he's just...
a thrumpkin.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, anyways, guys, that was Hollow Knight. I love this game. I love the lore. Like, it was, I always enjoy bringing you guys the lore, but this time it was like not even a little bit of effort. Like, I was just so into it. I wanted to do more.
I love bringing you guys the lore. Sometimes it feels like work, but
you do anything for two years, eventually you're gonna feel it a little bit. This thing was like, I wanted to spend more time and I want more lore, and it's coming soon. It's coming soon.
Really, really clear as well, because I was enamored the entire time. Which since has been cut, bathroom break will let you know. Like, I was talking to James, just like, phenomenal. Like, congrats to Team Cherry and everything. Like, I know I physically can't play your game because I'm a dumbass, but like, I love that it's real. I love the way it's put together, and the, I guess, the philosophy of the way it was built and told, I find just absolutely brilliant.
Take your time with it, like, especially for you guys out there. Like, I think it is hard, and you have a right, you're right to think it's hard, Pete, but like, if I think it's the right amount of hard that they'll just keep giving you little like power-ups, and then it never felt like so overwhelming that I wanted to put it down, I guess.
Yeah,
it's like
the difficulty curve is perfect.
It's just got a click for me, like, because obviously I'm no stranger to difficult games. When we did our charity stream, like, somebody bet us $40 donation that I could do guest coin on New Game Plus in one shot, and I did. Like, I'm no stranger.
So get good and play Hollow Knight.
That's
exactly
it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the get part of the get good that I'm having a lot of. It's because I just don't have the commitment to get.
And if you have opinions on Hollow Knight, please reach out to us at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Or on Twitter @loreboys, or on Instagram @loreboyspodcast.
That's it.
You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man. And
You can find me at JAYMILLK64 on PSN. Also, reach out on the Facebook. That's the place where I'm most active. If you go to The Lore Boys on Facebook, if you post anything, like, I will respond to it within the hour almost every time.
Yeah, so our average response time is like 55 minutes or something, because we have our stats.
59 minutes and 71
seconds. Yeah.
60 seconds.
But if you have any questions about Hollow Knight, if you're interested in the game, like, I honestly feel like an expert on the matter right now, so just like, come at me. If you're having a hard time with the boss, maybe I can give you a tip or two. So.
Maybe go to twitch.tv/loreboys and watch Jamie beat that boss, you fucking pleb.
Yep.
Yeah,
you scrub. Jesus, Jamie can do it. Why can't you?
Honestly, dude, I'm usually, when I'm in my gaming time, I don't enjoy like hard per se games. Like, I'll play Dark Souls from time to time, but I have to be in the mood.
Yeah.
I'm always in the mood for Hollow Knight.
Yeah, I'll say it again. The difficulty curve in that game is perfect.
Yeah.
It like scale. It just like ramps you in like so flawlessly. Yeah. Introduces new mechanics so flawlessly.
Yeah, and then late game, there's this whole system of badges too. So you have all these like power ups that you put on yourself. They
have
different.
Build.
Yeah, and they have different interactions. And sometimes it won't even be written. But if you use these two things together, like if you use the Defender's Crest and the Spore Shroom together, it makes this giant fucking spore cloud that does poison damage.
That's tight.
And that's not written anywhere. But you can just, they both have poison aspects. So when you use them together,
just
they
play with it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
and Peter.
Oh yeah,
Rick.
Where can we find you?
Moi?
Yeah.
At Pete O'Donoghue on Twitter. I am the artist, and I plugged in my old tablet. I haven't bought one yet. I know I've been talking about it, but it's difficult to test. I'm back in the art. I'm doing it by hand now on an actual Wacom tablet that my ex-girlfriend gave me. Thank you. Fuck you. So the style has changed a bit, but I've been practicing every couple of days. And that's at theloreboys.com is where you can see our art. And then, of course, our Contact Us page. Hit us up.
Come to that twitch.tv/theloreboys, too. Like, I think this past week I streamed 4 out of 7 days.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be more active with it. So Thursdays is something when I aim for it, but really just smack those notifications on and come by if you can. Doing a lot of it.
You got to be passionate about something to stream it. There's no point in streaming if you're not in love.
I finished Titanfall 2 as well. And
I know, Jamie like does best when he's got a good game to play, and he's been playing Hollow Knight recently.
Yeah,
he's been really loving it.
Yep.
Which after this entire podcast, I think is probably pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people out there want to support us financially, but this week we do not need your money.
No.
Loreboys Premium this week is accepting plaster casts of your face.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dead payment. Bugs.
No, okay. No, we won't.
Plaster casts. Bag of dead bugs. We got a PO box.
Yeah.
Peter's got to feed his new Axiodal or whatever.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. And that is, they are worth their weight in axolotl food.
I really do want, I want some of our viewer masks, though. You're right.
Yeah. So, send in your masks. Yeah. We're going to start a cult that worships a bunch of butterflies, and we need masks. We need masks in abundance, because honestly, we're way behind in our mask count right now.
Yep.
I haven't even done mine yet.
No.
So send me your mask. Tricky. I'll wear it as my own.
The latex
I'll wear
for
your
Jamie's
face.
Mask is still setting.
Yeah, we'll wear your face, like my face, when recording this podcast.
It's kind of winter in Canada, so we don't have an actual lot of butterflies right now, but I've just been taking all the flies out of my windowcells and just dunking them in butter.
Just buttering them up.
They're real good.
Butter up those flies.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, metamorphosis. Yeah. Kafka wrote about it.
Yeah. I mean, those are roaches, but
yeah. Same. And that constitutes
hey, lore boys.
Hollow Knight ad.
Hollow Knight. Bug out, boys.
Bug out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.